I've often wondered if somebody from another planet came to Earth and just rode on buses and walked up and down the street, if anybody would really notice if this person from another planet was different from everyone else. Here in Chicago, I think they could live for years and no one would ever really notice that they're from another planet, because there are many people here that, at least if they're not from another planet, they're definitely not of this world. One of those people that I'm speaking of is a woman that I refer to as Cecilitis. Cecilitis is a disease. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it correctly, but it's some strange disease that's similar to athlete's foot. I don't know exactly what it does or whatever, but the reason I call this woman that is because one time I heard her talking to some friend of hers on the bus, and she said, "I have Cecilitis," and I thought, oh, what a funny-sounding disease. But anyway, this lady, you might have seen her, she rides around on the buses, and she has bleached blonde hair that looks like it's a hairpiece, but it's not a hairpiece. It's a long, long blonde, you wouldn't say braid, but it's a long, long queue that it grows out of her head that is otherwise completely shaven bald. And another little old lady that I know was speaking to her one time and said, "Now tell me, why do you shave the hair on your head and leave that little place where that long blonde braid grows?" And at that point, Cecilitis opened up her purse on the bus and pulled out a barber's straight razor, and I mean one of those very sharp straight razors that men used to shave with. And she took the straight razor and she said, "It doesn't grow, so I have to shave it." And then she proceeded, while the bus was in motion, to shave her forehead with this straight razor. She was evidently very good at doing it because she didn't cut herself. There was no blood at all. And my friend who was speaking to her, this other little old lady, persuaded Cecilitis to put the razor back into her purse because she might hurt herself on the bus.